Hi, I'm Rylan.
And I'm Emmy.
And we're going to be talking about the benefits of being vegetarian.
We're also going to be interviewing people to see what their aspect is on this.
Hi, it's Rylan here, and I'm pescatarian. Pescatarian is where you don't eat anything that has to do with meat, but I'm allowed to eat fish and eggs and yogurt and anything like that, but just no meat, but I can eat fish. I became vegetarian just basically for the animals because I love animals and I just felt bad that they're getting killed and then we're eating them. And that's just, like, sad. And so we save more than 25 land animals each year. And a vegetarian saves 25 land animals each year. But we kill over 7.7 billion land animals each year. Billion. That's really sad for me to hear. So I'm like, why am I still eating meat then? And so I completely stopped, and I've been vegetarian for 5 years. And I love it. I don't get any colds, really, maybe once a year, or any bug bites. And I'm really happy to be vegetarian and really proud.
Hi, so we're here with Mr. Freeman, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his story. And so here we go. How has being vegetarian impacted your life?
I haven't been vegetarian very long. It's only been since August.
Okay.
But before that, I was dealing with a health issue that was a real problem. And it's called acid reflux. Do you know what that is?
No. Tell us.
So acid reflux is where the stomach acid that digests your food makes its way back up your esophagus and into the back of your throat. And what happens with acid? What does acid do?
Burns,
right? So it literally was burning the back of my throat. And so I kept taking antacids. You guys ever have taken Tums?
Yeah.
They even have like prescription medicine. So there's things like Nexium and Prilosec and all these different drugs, but I didn't like taking drugs. And it still didn't help. Didn't help that much. So I was watching some YouTube videos of all places and doing research on acid reflux. And there's actually a really famous rap artist. His name's Will.i.am. And he went vegetarian. And so I thought, you know what? I can try this for a month and just see if it works. You want to know what happened?
What?
Cured almost instantly.
Really?
Just by getting rid of meat in my diet. So I'll still do some. Like I'll do a little bit of dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'll have a latte or something like that. So I'm not vegan.
Right.
Right? And did you interview anyone that was vegan?
No.
No, but both my parents are vegan and I'm pescatarian.
Yeah.
And
so I'm very similar to you.
Yeah.
And that's what cured my acid reflux overnight, which is crazy. So since August, and I only said August to September, and now I've been August all the way to November. And
that's
I'll keep going, which
that's
is kind of
really
cool.
Good.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Have you felt better?
I have felt 1,000 times better. The other thing I notice, I never get colds anymore.
Same. Or bug bites for me.
Right. No colds, no bug bites. It's like, it's kind of a weird thing. But I notice that.
And also, like, a lot of people are like, no, like, that's way wrong. Like, it's totally meat is a better thing to do.
Right.
Like, when you do the right research. Right. And then it's like, it really impacts
you. If
you
eat the right foods, it can be good.
I don't think it's like, this is just me personally. I mean, I don't have anything against meat eaters.
Yes.
They can. And I think some people do, and that's okay. Like, you have to decide what's right for you. But for me, it was a health-focused decision.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good to chat. I'm glad we could talk about vegetarianism.
Yeah. Thank you.
After hearing Mr. Freeman's interview, we know that being vegetarian can reduce the risk of some health problems. Health problems like obesity, heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and some types of cancer, which is going to lead you to a longer life. Let's see what we have next.
Hi, I'm Dakota.
And she is not a vegetarian.
No.
Why do you eat meat? Let's start with that.
Well, I eat meat because my whole family is, like, a meat lover. My dad loves to barbecue stuff. So, basically, if, like, I was, like, a vegetarian, my dad would disown me.
Okay. Okay, so Did you know that a vegetarian diet could reduce the risk of heart disease, obesity, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes and cancer?
Yes. I did not know that, but I think that meat is delicious, and I think that being a vegetarian or something would take away that deliciousness.
Do you ever feel bad for the animals?
No, not at all, because they're going to get killed either way. So, like, it doesn't really matter.
What do you mean they're going to get killed either way?
So, like, if people are vegetarians and they're like, oh, I don't want the animals to die, like, they're going to die anyway because other people aren't vegetarians.
What do you want them to live a good life?
Yeah, but they're animals. They don't really have feelings. So, they don't really, like, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. That's your opinion, but did you know that if you're vegetarian, you save 25 land animals each year, and we kill over 7.7 billion land animals for food each year?
Yeah, that's my point. Like, even if you're a vegetarian and you save 25 animals, 7.7 billion animals are still gonna get killed.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you don't want to be vegetarian, you could be pescatarian, which is the same thing as vegetarian, but you eat fish. If you want to go to the extreme, you could be vegan, which is you don't eat anything that has to do with animals or made by animals or anything. Eggs, dairy products, yogurt, meat, and fish.
And foods that contain these products.
No.
Yes.
Okay. So, hi. So, we're here with Madison, and she is not a vegetarian. Why do you eat meat, Madison?
Because it's tasty.
Do you think it's good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, did you know that it reduces a risk of heart disease, obesity, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and cancer? And this is a true source, because it's from a medical school.
I did not know that.
Do you ever feel bad for the animals when you eat meat?
Only when I eat bacon.
Right. Did you know a vegetarian saves more than 25 land animals each year? We kill over 7.7 billion land animals every year for food.
Aww.
That's so sad.
Sad, right?
So sad.
After hearing that, would you consider being pescatarian? Well, there's vegetarian and pescatarian. Let me explain that. So pescatarian is being vegetarian. Do you know what vegetarian is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's being vegetarian, but you eat fish.
I don't like fish anyway, so.
So would you consider being vegetarian after you heard that?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, thank you. Now that we've heard everyone's response on being vegetarian,
and we know that most people didn't know the advantages of this, would you be vegetarian?